This is the time. This is the place. Here and now, we are invited to participate in inspiration, awareness, and action. Inspiration is our deepest motivation and influence, our connection to our essence and to the mystery of life. Awareness brings life to life, animating our full experiential and reflective consciousness. In awareness, we responsibly look, listen, feel, think, and perceive within and without, so that we may read the signs and examine our motivations. Action with courage and spontaneity as genuine and wholehearted presence, imbued with compassion and respect, embodied right here and now in these amazing and wondrous body, mind, spirits. This is the time, this is the place for inspiration, awareness, and action, so that we may live in integrity and freedom and serve as instruments of liberty and justice for all. At the center of our service and the center of our lives is a background of silence. Let's bring that silence to the foreground now. And please feel free to come forward and light a candle to focus on special memories, feelings, and prayers. Mystery of many names, mystery beyond all names. We gather together as many, we gather together as one. Individually, we wonder, collectively, we question. We gather together as a community of creativity and of covenant. We promise each other our mutual trust and support. To acknowledge the entire range of human experience in this room, in this congregation, in this city, in this entire universe. We gather together in song and in silence, in speaking and in listening, in exploration of thought, feeling, and action. We rise and fall together. We gather together in mystery. We gather together to examine ourselves and to know ourselves. We gather together, gratefully. And we pray in the name of everything that is holy, and that is precisely everything. Amen. In December, our choir was invited to sing in a showcase of choral groups at a large Catholic church in North Austin. The church was brimming with holiday decorations and a packed sanctuary of well over 1,000 Christmas goers celebrating the holiday in their regalia. In attendance were 15 church groups, choirs, each singing two songs. The choir sang traditional and non-traditional Christmas songs, mostly in English, accompanied by piano or organ. Being our different selves, assembled under the leadership of our creative and talented director of music, we chose to sing an a cappella chorale in German from a J.S. Bach cantata with a segue into a Nigerian folk song accompanied by djembe drums and rattles. On the way back to our seats after our performance, I heard several people in the audience remarking about our uniqueness. And by the way, the pieces were lovely. After the concert, a choir member from one of the Episcopal churches struck up a conversation saying, "I hope you don't mind, but I've never really understood just what it is that you Unitarian Universalists believe. Given that your choir's participating in this Christmas pageant, are you Christians?" Well, I replied, "Not exactly. We were, and some still are, but most of us are not." Well, then he queried further, "Well, how does that work? Do you believe in Jesus or not?" Well, I said, "Not in an orthodox way. Many of us value his teachings, but few, if any, believe in the orthodoxy of the only begotten Son of God and the resurrection on the third day." Well, he asked, "Well, if you don't believe in the resurrection, what about your own immortality?" I said, "Well, I'd have to say we're pretty much mixed on that one, too." Well, finally, he said, and with a little bit of exasperation, "Well, y'all believe in God, don't you?" "Not exactly," I replied. "Many of us do, each in his or her own way. And others of us don't find the concept of God a very useful one." Well, that kind of conversation is probably one that many of us have had. And it stirs up in me a curiosity about what UUs present to the world. And not only what, but how we present it to the world. Along the lines of what, let's look briefly at Unitarian Universalism. It's a fact that we do not believe that any religious precept or doctrine must be accepted as true simply because some religious organization, tradition, or authority says it is. Neither do we believe that all UUs should have identical beliefs. The fact is, UUs have different beliefs. Since individual freedom of belief is one of our basic principles, it follows there will be differing beliefs among us. Found in today's churches are humanism, agnosticism, atheism, theism, liberal Christianity, neo-paganism, and earth-honoring spiritualism, to name a few. And interestingly, these beliefs are not mutually exclusive. While we're bound by a set of common principles, we leave it to the individual to decide what particular beliefs lead to these principles, or whatever combination of beliefs lead to these principles. There's a perception among many that Unitarian Universalism has no beliefs, especially none in a God. It's much more accurate to say that we do not have a single defined concept of God in which all UUs are expected to believe. Each member is free to explore and develop an understanding of God that's meaningful to her or him. They're also free to reject the term or the concept altogether. Diversity in a system is a sign of life. Rich ecosystems, for example, are not monocultures. The multiplicity of expressions found in UUs is a healthy sign. Unlike diversity, divisiveness is a real issue that separates many religious adherents, like the Sunni and Shia of the Islamic faith. There's divisiveness among Jews and Christians as well. This issue may be fueled by beliefs, especially those reduced and codified into creeds. The way most people state, "I believe in," creates a position that must be defended or expanded at the expense of others. Creedal religions suggest that humankind's spiritual and religious growth have reached a conclusion. Creeds, rather than encouraging more searching and curiosity, can tend to freeze and halt one's pilgrimage of faith. Creedal religions forego much of the process and the celebration referred to theologically as continuous revelation. Creedal worship, as many of us have experienced, is akin to saying, "Here's the answer, let's repeat it in unison." Unitarian Universalists find comfort in a creedless religion. Although many question that UUs have no center, and without a significant unifying element, some are concerned that we too will simply become more fragmented and individualized like our society. To those who are anxious about too much diversity, I say, relax. No one needs to ask whether the forest of many trees has a center. It's a zone of life to be entered into and participated in. Center or no center, I propose that there is something that binds us together. As I visit many UU congregations, I've discovered that what keeps participants interested, curious, and coming to church is the community, the fellowship, each other. That's a description of our covenant, the commitments and promises that we voluntarily make to each other. For UUs, it's our covenantal relationship, not creeds, that binds us together. Being a covenantal faith also has to do with the primacy of freedom, especially the free mind and the freedom of religious belief. For centuries, free-thinking religious liberals have been persecuted, ostracized, and put in harm's way because they wouldn't relinquish their free mind to the prevailing view. So to protect, celebrate, support, and nurture the free mind and the freedom of religious belief, our faith remains a covenantal and creedless religion. Without professing a creed, it is more challenging to express who we are and how we interact. Perhaps that's a part of a public relations and marketing issue UUs face. Today, I'm drawing attention to something that UUs share, something unique in the vast play of religious experience, the vast play of religious expression on our planet. In our quest for an effective faith here and now, it is our covenantal relationship that we call on. In the study of theology, much is made of the covenant between God and humankind. The UU's covenant makes us unique. And sure, it may involve an active relationship to divine mystery, and then maybe not. It is, however, a promise we make to each other. Covenant is the commitment that empowers our mission and vision and fuels an extraordinary bond, a solidarity, which makes our experiences Unitarian Universalist, expressing itself in a creative Sunday worship, mindfulness meditation, religious education, the annual pledge drive, social action, earth-centered ritual, landscaping and building maintenance, volunteering on the board, and singing in the choir. Everything we do is grounded in covenant. We are a covenantal faith. What does this mean? It means that our individualized searches for a theological center need to be understood as a search for the solidarity and mutuality that can carry us through an increasingly individualized lifestyle, energizing our devoted action in a smaller committed community on behalf of the larger global community. Now, how can we mature in our individualized and collective search to new levels of effective faith? How about reimagining the way we speak of religious individualism and dissent? We are right to extol the lone, courageous voice that holds out against the follies of groupthink. We celebrate the dissenter who begs to differ when the crowd is gung-ho for a course of action that will cause untold harm to life. Behind the lone prophet who speaks up, there is a group. We celebrate the lone prophet because there is a we. There is a whole movement of us who hold the values that are fragile, dissident, and life-giving. As meaningful as our mission, principles, and purposes are, they are only as good as our covenant to embody them. They'll only be seen and make an impact as we gather together to, quote, covenant to affirm and promote them. We also make another commitment. Quote, we enter into this covenant, promising to one another our mutual trust and support, unquote. Our community is grounded in covenant. We rise and fall together. One deeply radical implication of this is that it's impossible to be a UU alone. In the men's work I've been doing for many years, we have a saying, you have to do your work, but you can't do it alone. That holds true for UUs too. We must do our work in relationship to other Unitarian Universalists. The only way to be a UU is to be a part of a UU congregation and to make and receive the promises and commitments of our collective vision, mission, principles, purposes, and yes, most importantly, our commitment to each other. We must integrate our diversity as a covenant people, addressing our deepest concerns in an atmosphere of acceptance, love, and commitment. Then getting the word out will happen naturally. We must mature to a deep, real, and believable level, a level of community that naturally overflows into and communicates with the vast ocean of life. Cultural trends indicate suspicion of religious communities. So most people opt for the admission of being spiritual rather than religious because of the implied institutional aspects of religions. Many people today in Austin choose to follow their own unique and individualistic path instead of a community one. And many of these people might find a supportive community among us. Individually, we as UUs are finding our own way. Yet this message is designed to call our attention to the little wonders created for us to find together as a covenant community, as diversity in unity. Are we undervaluing or dismissing the opportunities provided in our corporate and collective contexts, like our church, as a shared experience of curiosity, grace, and presence? For me, and maybe this is why I do what I do, I've experienced many of my most empowering and grace-filled moments as an individual in community. In congregational worship, in sharing as a covenant group, on weekend retreats or week-long social action projects, where we are gifted with the opportunity to work side by side, to cooperate, to collaborate, to bond. Our covenant community is bound by common principles and promises that empower us to share lives together in the promise of mutual trust and support. How are you participating? What talents and concerns do you bring to our table? How are you serving and being served? We can be devoted to a specific religious practice, Christian prayer, Buddhist meditation, or pagan ritual, to name a few. But as UUs, we do not hold the view that there is one religion that encompasses the exclusive final truth for all times and places, not even Unitarian Universalism. UUism is confident that revelation is a continuous process and is not sealed for all time. The sacred impulse towards justice, compassion, and equity moves in us like an ocean. In many times and places, the myriad ways call to us and teach us. Now, we can see this world as tragically flawed, wondrously gifted, or both of the above. But we cannot hold the view that salvation is to be found solely beyond this world, in some life after death, or a world other than this world. While remaining open to the mysteries that may be revealed beyond the grave or in realms beyond what we know in the present, Unitarian Universalism is clear that the ultimate is present here and now and can be experienced, if only partially, within the frame of this mortal existence. This means that we do not hold to a hope that is only attained in the sweet by and by. We hold that this world, this life, these bodies are the dwelling places of the sacred. This is the essence of our covenantal bond. Now is the time, here is the place for our action and our interaction. Now here's a final vision for us
an image of expanding the continual growing process of our covenant, the continuous revelation of our calling as divine humans. We might describe our current level of maturation as a congregation as a pool of water. As we continue to affirm our trusting and supporting covenant among ourselves, and we endeavor to reach out to others and connect with all beings, welcoming them into our hearts and our lives, we expand the boundaries of our pool so that it becomes like a lake. As we choose to honor life, especially as it is most challengingly revealed in our own oh-so-familiar circumstances, and to live fully with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength, as we do everything in our power to assure that our covenant embraces life and matures in practice and depth, our lake begins to flow like a river. And as we together seek our life in curious faith, we find naturally that the flow of our river reaches the magnificence of a grand collective of all beings as great as an ocean, diverse, expansive, and vast in its influence for good, for ourselves, for all, for life. Amen.